Satan racing. You'd be very impressed.
Episode 3, the City Show podcast with your host Paul and co-host
James.
What's up, James? How's it going?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, not bad. Fucking, you know, nice, what is it, Friday? Friday afternoon. For some reason, it was shitty all week, last weekend. Now it's just steamy outside.
Yeah, it was freezing there for a bit.
Disgusting outside right now. But we got two cold beers going. Not my fucking top choice, tell you that, but whatever. We'll have it. So today we're going to be reviewing Weight Gain 4000.
Yep. Beefcake.
As we talked about last week with, what was the episode called?
Volcano.
Yeah, Volcano.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking blanking all over the place. Friday, man. So with Volcano, there was speculation that it would have been the third episode, but we have done some deep diving and it was the second episode released. Yep. And that's kind of confirmed by where I do the research. We both kind of look at, it's like a South Park fan.
It's like a South Park Wikipedia type thing.
Yeah. That's partially where we get some of our information and we deep dive everywhere else. It was funny because I was reading about this episode and it said that this is the second episode made, which we knew was production code 102. And then it
third one aired.
And then it said the second one aired. But then you look into it a little bit more and it said release date August 27th. Now, knowing that episode 1 was actually released on August 13th, that makes it the third episode released because...
2 weeks later.
You know, so just to kind of clarify any argument, because even on South Park fan page that I'm on Facebook, the guy said, I posted our link and he said, wasn't Volcano the third episode? Wasn't Weight Gain 4000 the second? I said, no, we've researched it.
Yeah.
It's the fucking... So we're right. We're in order. Don't worry about
We're right. You're wrong.
Exactly. quickly mention the Facebook page. First 150 likes entered to win a Man Bear Pig sticker. And that's the City Show podcast on Facebook.
It's and pretty awesome.
Yeah. So and then...
Get over there and do it quick.
Yeah. And then Twitter. What is it? At... City Show Podcast,
yeah, I think. Yeah, City Show Podcast.
Just a bunch of retweets and bullshit like that, but you can tweet at us, tweet us any questions, any, you know, you guys suck. And thanks to the people that gave us iTunes review, Facebook reviews, that helps us out, so, you know, keep them coming.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
They'll, you know, whatever. We will dive into the Season 22 reveal trailer, which was kind of interesting. We'll
Short, but
get
interesting.
We'll get into that quickly. What I'm going to do right now is actually just sync up the episode so that way we can all be on the same page. We're going to try to change it up a little bit, not go like frame by frame analysis for every episode. We'll kind of just touch on something here or there. And if you see something pass by, just mention it after if we're in something or whatever. But yeah, so let's sync that up. You can hit the space bar there. So episode... 3 starts with a fireside chat, just like we...
The whole first season, I think. Oh, yep. The first, like, what, 6 episodes?
6 or so, yeah. And just quickly, I love that they obviously scratch the dog has changed here again, and then he changes a few more times. But I like how they always say, this is by far our favorite episode. And it's like, it's the third episode. You know, and then Matt Stone's stupid face is right there. Excellent. Okay, so let me sync you up just so that way we are on the same page.
Exactly how much weight does Eric Cartman gain in this episode?
Well, after Eric Cartman starts eating the weight gain, he gains 700 pounds. That makes him almost as heavy as Sally Struthers.
Has Kathy Lee Gifford ever offended you in some fashion? Was she flattered by her depiction here?
Well, we don't really. You know what? I'm gonna sync it up once the episode starts, just because some people might not have the fireside chat at the beginning.
I think, yeah, depending on if they actually had the DVDs or...
Yeah, exactly. So what I'll do is I'll let this run out and we'll just quickly talk about other shit.
Okay.
So August 27th, 97, as I mentioned, that's when this episode aired.
And absolutely nothing happened that day. I looked up to see if anything interesting happened that day. Nothing.
Just a famous death of
Would you call it famous? Because I never heard of the fucking guy before.
Well, that's because we're younger too. Well, you're a little. How old are you?
32.
Okay, so you're not that much older. Yeah, I don't know who the fuck. Yeah. What was it from?
Batman and Robin.
Batman. Some. What was his name?
Jeep Swenson.
Jeep. Yeah, the guy's name was Jeep, so that was kind of cool.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? That's a sweet name, no?
No. That's what? Like when people name their daughters after cars. You know they're going to be strippers.
Oh, Porsche. Yeah. Good point. What?
My niece is named after a car, so
nice. Okay, so we got the episode starting right here, right now. Anyways, so yeah, like James, you said nothing significant happened. I even searched.
There was like a TV exec that died too, but I had no idea who it was. And then some film won an award at a film festival. That's not even a big film festival, and that's all I could find, really.
You know who was born on this day?
Not me.
Drew Gilchrist.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly. So the kid's probably, what, he's 21 years old now.
Yeah, fuck him.
Famous YouTuber.
Oh, fuck all those gay YouTubers.
It's called Drew Is Sharing. So
should be called Drew Is a Douche.
Pretty much. Actually, here, let me pull up a picture for you.
Oh, God.
Drew, what did I say, Gilchrist?
Yeah.
This is...
Oh, fuck.
You ready for this guy?
That kid got the shit kicked out of him in high school all the time.
Pretty much. Here's okay, so now I can sync you up to this episode. Here it is.
What are you talking about? Huh? Nothing. Forget it. No. What marches in, crawls up your leg, nothing, and bites the inside of your ass? Nothing.
Yeah, what children, does children, do that? they never say.
Yeah, that's right. They never do say. The underpants gnomes?
Like, they don't ever go up anyone's pants. They're kind of too, a little too big to crawl up your pants.
Yeah.
And bite the inside of your ass.
I'm not too sure what they're talking about either. Okay, so we're kind of synced up now. Hopefully, if you are following along, excellent. Thank you. But what I want to dive into quickly is the season 22 reveal trailer. So I'm going to play it over top of it. I'm going to minimize that a little bit. And go here. And let's watch this. And it's got the voiceover itself, so yeah. I'll let it play out, and then we'll
get into
some hot takes about it, I guess.
Let's do it.
America has reached a crossroads. What will we do next?
And then hashtag cancel South Park pops up on the screen, but obviously the release date for the episodes is...
26.
The 26th, so next week? So what is it now? I don't even know.
Today the 15th. Is the 14th today.
14th.
So
okay.
12 days.
12 days. So we got 2 weeks. What do you think of the reveal trailer?
I don't know what to think. I don't know what the heck they're trying to do there with it.
I don't either. What bugs me about
America coming to crossroads, is that kind of that? I don't know, something with Donald Trump maybe?
I don't know, because do you not think the Donald Trump narrative has kind of been played out at this point? This is what bugged me about the previous season, and this even the season before that, when this whole PC principle thing came in, Garrison being president.
Yeah, and looking Donald like Donald Trump, yeah.
Those episodes bothered me because they're all continuous. Whereas season one, Volcano to Wake In 4000 has no significance.
There's nothing that connects them to...
Exactly.
It's not a continuous storyline. It's a new storyline every episode.
So when they did that with Imagination Land, I was like, okay, that's fine. That was pretty cool.
But that was just a couple episodes where it wasn't a full season of
going along. So I'm hoping what they're going to do is go back to what they were doing before from season 1 to, 18, 19. Even then, they had a little bit of continuity, but not really.
Not much.
What was the biggest continuous story was probably Kyle moving. No, who was moving? Oh, Stan with his parents divorcing.
Yeah, that...
That wasn't even that much of a storyline, really. There were a couple episodes, and then it was kind of all back. Because then Rain's like, yeah, we're getting back together.
Yeah. Wasn't that like right at the end of one of the episodes, too? It was just boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then they just never talked.
Because everything went to shit, and then that was the narrative where, you know, everything was fart sounds and, yeah, shit sounds. So, I don't know. That's what I'm hoping that they go back to what they were doing before, where they would just make fun of whatever. And they were kind of doing it in a way that it wasn't right there in your face. So they were making fun of shit, but like, unless it's just me looking back on the episodes and I'm like, okay, now I know what they're making fun of. Because maybe I'm older and I understand.
Yeah, you definitely didn't realize it then. But yeah, you watch it now and you're like, how'd they get away with saying some of that shit?
Exactly. Yeah, they definitely couldn't get away with half the shit like we mentioned.
Maybe they're going to say fuck and they're going to try again.
Yeah.
Start doing that. Who gives a fuck? Hashtag cancel South Park. It's like, just try to cancel us. We'll do whatever the fuck we want.
Pretty much. Well, they're under contract with Comedy Central till season 23. Through season 23. So
two more seasons.
Yeah. So let me quickly break off that for a second. So we've got Kathy Lee Gifford here.
Kathy Lee Epstein.
What Trey Parker and Matt Stone basically said was anytime they made fun of somebody that was famous, it wasn't, they didn't plan for it. They just, who can we make fun of? Who's, you know, who popped up right away? And they were just like, all right, let's make fun of that person. Now, the funny thing about them doing that was it seemed to always work out for them somehow. They mentioned that, like, I'm trying to think of who they made fun of, like Mel Gibson. They make fun of Mel Gibson. They didn't really plan for it.
They bring him up a lot in the show, though, really.
Well, like I Cartman think does. Because the first time they made fun of him, there was like something significant that happened after with him in the news, so then it made it relevant, and then they just kept poking the bear at that.
Yeah.
Whereas they made fun of Kathy Lee here, and then I can't remember, when did they find out that her husband did all that cheating and all that stuff? Because
I don't know.
Basically, it always worked out that they would make fun of somebody on the show, and then they would end up in the news at some point about something. So it'd make it
South Park curse.
That's exactly kind of what they called it.
Yeah.
So anyway, just a quick break off there for that. So what do you think is going to maybe happen with season 22?
I don't know. I hope they do go back to doing the episodes like this. Like whatever is in the news right then, mm-hmm. they're ripping on.
Yeah.
They're making fun of. Doesn't matter what it is.
Now, don't you think the biggest problem about that is that Trump is always in the news? Like, we're a couple of Canadians. We've mentioned this every episode. So to me, seeing
well,
the
I mean,
Trump
there's
stuff,
there's always other stuff in the news. I mean, they're probably going to touch on it a little bit, but
well,
they don't
can't
have to.
You can't do school shootings and stuff like that anymore, unless maybe they are going to go hardcore with that whole cancel. It's like, I think.
I don't know if they're going to go with that.
I doubt that, but. I think the cancel South Park movie, I think it's just to get people talking. A lot of it is...
definitely, because people probably see that cancel South Park without watching the trailer and just think, the fuck's going on? Who's trying to cancel South Park?
Yeah,
these guys.
Because it was posted... It was posted in one of my groups, and I was just like, what is this?
Yeah, when you sent it to me, I was like, before I even watched it, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So then it said, you know, click the hashtag to find out. So I clicked it, and then I watched that trailer. And I finally understood, okay, that's all it is, just a preview, and I put bunny ears up for that one, but a preview for season 22. And I don't know, I'm excited for season 22, but I hope they just kill off PC Principal, kind of make everything go back to normal where...
See, I don't mind it. I like the older stuff better, but I don't mind the new stuff as much as you.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I hate it so much. I think it's just...
I don't think you hate it.
No, I probably don't hate it, or else I wouldn't be really talking about South Park.
Yeah.
I mean, I've loved South Park for so long. I'm not going to hate it just because they introduced a character, but I just find myself watching those episodes less than... I couldn't even tell you how many times I've watched, like, Stanley's Cup or The Losing Edge with the baseball episode.
Oh, that's
episode.
A great episode, too.
You know, like... Mm-hmm. Those episodes are so classic because it's not so much about PC
Principal.
But then,
like you said before we started this, you weren't super into the first season either. Until you went back and started watching it.
I mean, if I rewatch now, maybe there are some things that I'll find funny. It was just kind of weird with Cartman having a girlfriend and then he wasn't Cartman, you know?
No, like, I didn't.
Like, look at Cartman here. Come on.
Half
look
his
at those tits
out.
Tits,
look at them tits. titties.
Exactly. So it's just shit like that.
Nice.
That fucking cop is.
Yeah, see? He said they're like as big as his mom's. They're obviously talking about the damn titties.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's the big news of South Park right now is just. It's coming out
in
12
seasons. Yeah, we'll see in
We'll see.
Less than 2 weeks. We'll see what happens in the first episode.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it
when it comes out.
Yeah, of course. I know we're talking about the older episodes now.
Look at that butt crack. Fucking loony slot.
That's great. Oh, the cows.
Poor cows.
Poor cows, man. Don't want to castrate those guys. So, anyways, I was looking through August 27th, 97. Just, again,
anything
what was significant or what was going on at the time. Here's what your number one song was at the time. Oh, yeah.
Biggie.
Notorious B.I.G.
Yep.
Everybody remembers that one.
Unless you weren't born yet. Even if you should be.
Well, 97, yeah. I don't know. But anyways.
That fucking gay YouTube guy probably doesn't know what that song is.
Drew 21.
Fuckinson or whatever the fuck his name is.
Drew Fuckinson? Yeah. That sounds right, actually. Gilchrist, but yeah.
Yeah, that's Fuckinson now. Fuck him.
And then as I was deep diving on what happened on that day, here's the funniest thing I actually came across for this, and it bugs the shit out of me. I came across this thing that said, hey, you can purchase a canvas of what the sky looked like on August 27th.
I seen that, too. I'm like, that's retarded. But obviously people are doing it.
But
how are you going to know if it actually looked like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I could just go grab a fucking black thing, put some dots on there, like look just like that. And you're not going to know
the
difference.
I'm really curious. If I could buy like
two of them and see if they're exactly the same.
Yeah, pretty much. Or like if one is like, so when they send you in the frame and all the work, it's just turned the other way. So the stars look like they're, but I wonder how many out of 10 would be the exact same thing. And people are stupid.
Probably at least a few. Well, I'm sure they change it a little bit. So it's not just, you look at it, that's fucking identical.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's not much different.
Yeah. And I wonder if
people are obviously dumb enough to buy it. I didn't see how much it was.
It's like people are dumb enough to buy like, naming stars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. There's a lot of dumb shit people do these days, and I can see why, you know, society's going to shit and why we're so soft with all this PC crap, which is a big theme of this show just because it's South Park.
Yeah.
And our show, I mean, we're following the South Park theme. It's, if you're soft, just don't listen to the show because
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say what I want,
yeah,
whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Like, we poke the bear.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pretty evident with...
Fuck you, buddy.
Work time. So, yeah, I was really light on notes for this one just because of...
yeah, me too.
But there were some interesting facts that I was going to pull up. But they're just on my phone instead of me writing them down. Look at my notes are getting shorter and shorter every week because I just have less time to actually...
It's funny here how realistic the guns look in the background and in the case. And then the gun he hands him is like a cardboard piece of shit.
I didn't even notice it. Do they show the guns in the back again?
Yeah, can't see it too good right there, but the ones that were, in the shelf and behind him were, looked more realistic, and then these ones look...
It's like how he just gave them the same gun. It's just got a wood finish on the grip.
Oh, yeah, this one's good.
This one's nice. This is it. Here's some inconsistencies that I'd like to point out, as we point out every episode. Kyle and Mr. Garrison's mouths disappear during the episode. Just briefly, Kyle as he's talking to Chef and Garrison as he recalls the talent show. So we already passed those points, but if you were to watch those over, their mouths just disappear briefly.
I'll look out for that next time I watch it.
Yeah, I've watched this episode a couple times this week, and I mean, when it first came out, maybe a couple times as well, so... But I've never noticed it, and I keep forgetting to look out for it, but I know that they do disappear. This is also the first time you see Mr. Hat off of Mr. Garrison's hand, and he's
sitting on the chair there.
And he's kind of his own person after, though. I can't remember if it was before. I think it was already before this.
Well, he puts him in the drawer.
No. When he's sitting on the chair and his eyes actually turn red and he's talking to him.
I think that's when he's in his room and he's like, you have to kill her. You have to kill her. And he's like, I'm not going to do it. Puts her in the drawer. And you can hear him like, demon talking and shit.
Yeah. So that's a great Lee Harvey Oswald reference here with,
I wonder how many people actually got that though.
Like when? Then?
Then.
I would have to say a lot of people. That's pretty. That's a pretty significant piece of history in the U.S. with Kennedy getting shot. So that's a blatant throw it in your face. But it's just funny because that's the only time you ever see a book depository in South Park.
Yeah, they don't show it.
They just added it just for the episode. And then Cartman's fat ass.
Holy
here.
Shit. Look at them rolls. Look at them jelly rolls.
Rolls on rolls. That's funny. What else do I got here? I missed this part. See, again, doing it this way. But you can hop back. At the beginning of the episodes when the kids are talking to Chef, Kenny is not wearing his gloves.
Oh, I didn't notice that either.
It's those little things that a lot of people won't notice.
Yeah, because they're always wearing the gloves and their hats.
And this is kind of a stupid one, but it's coming up. The wood texture on Mr. Garrison's assault rifle turns from wood to metal and then back to wood again. So it's just one of those things that when they're making the episode digitized, I think it's
coming up
when it's they're
when the kids,
inside.
When the kids go inside.
I think so, yeah. And that big myth of the aliens being in every single episode, I don't think I located it in this one unless I did locate it. Spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1. I think it's in the classroom on the back billboard, and the alien blinks on the back bulletin board. That's what it is. And it's really...
Even the ones, like, I've seen things online, oh, this is where it is in this episode. Some of them, it's like, there's no fucking way you're going to see that unless
so
you
hard.
Know.
Yeah. It's
like,
really
there's
hard.
One where it's like...
Blended into
in
the tree.
In a dollar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it's like instead of the president's face, it's the alien face. And I seen a picture of it. It's like, there's no... especially it's only on the screen for like...
Yeah, they flash it.
5 seconds at most.
Yeah. In episode... the volcano... No. What episode was it?
Well, there's only been two other ones, so... That we've
done. I just don't... I think it's in one that's coming up, which I can point out. I'd like to point it out before we actually watch it. So you can look out for it, because I'm sure you haven't seen it, but... It's the one where Barb Brady's got to learn how to read.
The Chicken Lover episode.
Chicken Lover episode. Yeah. So it's in the scene where they're standing in the cow coop. Cow pen? Well, anyway, so they're walking out, and then the camera's panning over, and one of the aliens is actually petting the cow.
Oh, look out for that.
So that one... Those are. I wish they always did it like that, because it's a little bit more obvious,
but not too obvious. Yeah. Where if you're actually not looking for it, you're still not going to see it. But there's other ones where it's like you could specifically be looking for the alien every scene, and if you're not looking at that right area, you're not going to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Like that one with him blinking in the background on the bulletin board. That was so lucky for me to see, because I've been looking at the background for things lately, and that one too. Just kind of popped up, and I was like. It's like, that alien just blinked, and I had to rewind it. I was like,
look back,
oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, he did. So they're really sneaky about it. I like that they did it. I don't know why they stopped doing it, unless they never stopped, and they're just really good at hiding it. But
that or just got too, it's like kind of a pain in the ass to keep doing it over and over again.
Yeah, but come on. But that's the same thing.
Especially now, and it's like what they do the episode in 6 days. Maybe they're just like,
yeah, but
cut that shit out. We'll fucking
just a quick little alien in there. I don't know. Well,
yeah, but if they're doing it the way they're doing it here, where it's so hidden,
yeah,
it's a little bit more worth than just okay. We'll stick them behind this car or
yeah. Oh, Kathy Lee here. Kathy Lee in 97 wasn't all that great looking. Now she's very fake looking.
I don't know. Was she ever that good looking? I don't really.
I think she's okay now, but I don't know if you want to see a picture of her. Kathy Lee Gifford. Let's see what she looks like now. She's on the Today Show with Hoda Kotb, and they drink wine at like 9 a.m. now.
I mean, look at all. She's definitely had tons of plastic surgery.
Tons of work, yeah. Let's see if I can find one from 97. Compared. Yeah, that's her in 97. That's why she has red hair in the episode.
Yeah.
And now she, like, you wouldn't ever recognize her now from that. But, oh, that's great. Where Wendy convinces him not to shoot her, and then Stan's like, damn, she really throw her voice.
Fucking, I'm killing her.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, I did have a cool note on this episode, actually. Hold on.
Hold on.
It's coming. Okay. On the chalkboard at the beginning, I hope you don't have a question about this in our trivia. Because they're tough.
I don't believe so.
Okay, good. On the chalkboard in the student's classroom, you can see the sentences, chupa mis chichis.
I seen the wording on there, and I was like, I kind of want to pull this off and see what it says in English and ask that as a question. I was like, but I'm like, that's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah, and here's as good to my, I'm pretty sure it's Spanish, but this is how, yeah, it is Spanish. No me toquen los huevos, and mi verga es fea y morena. So in Spanish, these sentences read, suck my boobs, don't touch my balls, and my dick is ugly and black. So I don't know.
That's fucking awesome.
I don't know if they didn't think Google Translate was ever going to be a thing, or if nobody was
back then. They didn't care. They were just like, throw that on there. Nobody will even. They didn't think that too.
Oh my god.
Two fucking old guys in Canada are going to start a podcast about this. So we probably shouldn't put it on there because they're going to figure out what it says.
Well, I mean,
my ugly black
with
dick.
The PC, with the PC culture these days, you know, good luck putting that on there and getting away with it.
Yeah, well,
everything's analyzed kind of like we're doing now where we kind of.
21 years ago. So.
Well, yeah, exactly. So you can't really judge these episodes too harshly. I mean, this was way before anything.
I wish they'd do shit like that on the new episode. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, that's what I mean. They don't do anything that fun anymore. It's, you know, I can only hear. Okay. Maybe why I hate PC Principal is because he says bro a lot.
Bro.
And I fucking hate being called bro by people.
Oh, man, I'm calling you every day at work now.
Don't do that.
Hey, bro. How was your weekend, bro?
Yeah. No, which is funny because I remember telling my wife, I'm like, I fucking hate when people call me bro, because if I'm not friends with you, like, don't fucking call me bro.
I hate when you go in, like, a gas station, like, all right, big guy, or boss.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, but it's funny because
I'm fat. Don't call me big guy.
I make fun of people saying bro so much that I started saying a lot, and now it's like, yeah, bro. Like, yeah, I'll even call my wife. I'll be, like, in the grocery store. I'm like, you want this, bro? But I think it's just making fun of, like, Randy Marsh when he was saying it. So we'll close that out there. So the episode just ended. How long is it? 24 minutes.
23 and a half.
Yeah, about 24 minutes there. So we will jump into the trivia. If you got nothing else to mention about that episode, did you make any notes about the episode itself? Or
no, I didn't.
Kind of fucking research, man.
I didn't have time, man. I got fucking 4 kids at home.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'll do it.
I'll slip him some drugs this weekend. Go to sleep for a couple hours.
Allegedly. here's a good Kathy Lee Gifford line that I pulled up from July 97 when she was interviewing Lex Luger from the WCW. And this guy, she is wet.
He's a roided out freak back then. You should see him now. Now it's fucking like saggy, droopy muscles because he doesn't wrestle anymore, so he can't get the roids.
So he looks like Beefcake Cartman.
He looks like if Cartman lost all that weight and his skin was all loose. Kind of. If you look up a picture of him, now.
I'll pull him. Anyways, here's that line.
Why do you call these guns?
So this guy takes his shirt off, and Kathy Lee instantly soaks her chair because she wants him so bad. And so does Regis Philbin, by the way.
Queer.
Lex Luger. All right. So anyways.
I know there's one picture of him wearing like a fucking stupid rip-off football jersey, and he looks at that. Well, that's him then. Look at the picture there. See him? It was just his face. Like, look how old his fucking face looks.
Yeah, he's gross.
But if you find it, look there. You fucking, there's one. I think it's like he got like a fucking Bengals or Miami Dolphins jersey on that one picture.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're doing steroids for
that many,
20 years.
So anyways, this idiot, Kathy Lee, she claims that she's never heard the term guns for muscles. So he pulls off his shirt and whatever, she gets wet. And then he's like flexing, and then Regis taps him on the arm. And she's like, he says something about his guns, and then she's like, yeah, where did that come from? I've never heard that.
Liar.
Like, are you dumb? Anyway, I don't know. She just...
Regis missed. He was trying to touch his dick.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He's like, that was your...
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So we will quickly... Okay, no more notes, you said?
No.
I'm good. So we'll jump into the trivia. I think a lot of people are going to be liking our trivia because it's a lot of deep dive. It's the same thing. It's notes on the show, but just
yeah.
Let's see if we know them. So we're two episodes in, so that means we've done 10 questions each because we're doing five an episode. And
seven to five for you.
Seven You're to five two. For me. We're going to have a little bit of catching up maybe by you today because I am underprepared for this one.
I fucking hope so.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Okay, any questions?
Fuck.
Well, what we'll do is we'll jump back and forth like we did last week.
I'll start first this time because I think you started first last night.
Quite possibly. And I pretty much only add like the music and stuff because I want to take a sip of my beer. Delicious. Delicious beer. Alrighty. So go give me number one. You keep a score. We're going to make a much better score sheet than that because that thing looks like ass.
They can't see it. That you got to like, tell them. You can tell them it looks awesome.
No, it looks like total shit.
You look like shit.
Well, I know that.
Okay, well, as long as
you
know.
It's a bald spot, man. It's fucking genetics. All right. Let's go.
First question.
Fuck.
When Mr. Garrison gets his scores in the talent show, what are his four scores?
Okay, I knew you were going to ask me his four scores. I was hoping not because my memory's pretty good, but for some reason I couldn't remember all four of the scores, but I know one was like 9.2. It's an 8.6, I think. Okay, well.
You're wrong.
Really?
There is a 9.2.
Yeah.
And a 9.
A 9.
7.8.
Okay.
And an 8.9.
Okay. That's all right. I'll give you the I'm wrong.
I gotta get you hard because that's the first week I came with some easier ones and you came with some hard ones and I fucking shit the bed.
I have like a couple tough ones here. Anyways, I will give myself this then.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
So we got a little couple buzzers there for us this time. Okay, let's see.
Let's do it.
All right. According to Trey Parker in the Fireside Chat.
That's not even fair because the episode I have doesn't have that stupid Fireside shit.
Okay.
I watch
it. I'm going to give it to you.
Just ask me the question. I was kind of listening. We'll see if you
might be able to get this one because it was like good timing for you to get this question. According to Trey Parker, how much weight does Cartman gain in this episode? Actually, sorry. It's, yeah, go on.
700 pounds.
Yep. And it was actually Matt Stone that said how much weight he gained in that one. That's a check.
Sweet.
All right.
All right.
Fuck, when, you're going to bring them.
Yeah. When Kathy Lee Gifford's doing her performance in the talent show,
yeah,
how many balloons come up at the end?
Come on.
Hey, man, you pulled some hard ones on me. I was like, I'm fucking.
Oh, I'm going to have to take a stab at this one and say 3.
14.
14?
Yep. 8 white, 3 red, 3 orange.
All right. I'm going to bring it next week then. I think I want
to. I'm going to bring it in every week now because I'm like, I got to win.
Wrong.
According to one of the mayor's personnel, one of her aides, how black is Chef?
Oh, man.
That's a good one. Cause he
as does. Night itself?
Fuck. Yep, black as the night itself.
Sweet.
Fucking bullshit.
During the practice for the play that they're doing the Indians and...
Yeah.
How many times does Butters punch Pip in the face? He grabs him, pops him in the face a couple times. How many times does he pop him in the face?
I'm trying to think. Was that Butters that punched him in the face?
Yeah.
Oh, because he punched. I thought somebody hit him with the gun, too.
Oh, yeah. But they're fighting or whatever. No, someone else gets hit with the gun, not Pip.
Oh, Pip.
Because he's hitting Pip.
Oh, okay.
Baby's telling the story. They look over. Butters grabs a little fucker.
Wow, if I'm going to have to count in every. Now I got to look out for all the counting stuff. 4.
3.
Fuck, I was going to go with 3. God damn it.
Very nice words, but happens to be wrong.
All right. I'm throwing you softballs, man. I guess we're tied now? 7-7?
Yeah. This is the third question for me. You got 3 wrong so far, so.
Yeah.
If I get this right, I'm up by 1.
Ofer. Well, now I don't know which one I want to give you. Okay. What kind of sandwiches does Stan say Kyle's mom is going to make?
Tuna fish.
Fuck. Yeah, these are all softies. I'm going to give you a tough one. Maybe.
All right.
Probably not.
When Wendy breaks into the classroom to see what Cartman wrote his paper about.
Yeah.
On the board, who won Student of the Week?
Cartman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
At least you got one.
All right. Okay, so I know not to ask this question.
Ask it.
No, because you paid attention to that scene then. Okay, here's a good one. Here, okay. I'll give you the next two ones are tough. Do you have two left, right?
Yeah, I got a couple left.
All right, let's see. I hope this one will get you. What is the brand name of the keyboard the guy's playing for Chef's song?
Oh, I have no idea.
Do you know any musical instrument?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so Roland.
Yamaha.
Well, that's a good one. Roland is a musical instrument company, but they actually call it Boland in the show.
Okay.
So you see it when he's playing the keyboard, you can see it. About tam time.
Wrong! Try again, dumbass!
Okay. So that's four. So this is question five, this last one then.
Yeah.
All right. What row does Butters always sit on the bus?
In this episode, he sits in the same row on the bus?
He sits in the same row all the episodes. When they're walking on the bus, I don't know up until what season it switches, but up till now, he sits in the same row on the bus.
Fuck, I have to actually count the rows. That's a problem.
I wasn't sure I wanted to use this question because we actually talked about this before.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because of the scene cutting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if he was in that scene, which if he was in that scene where it switches, then he'd be like after the sixth row, I think fifth or sixth row. So he'll be like, wow, that's a tough one. Seven?
Third.
Third row?
Yeah.
Wrong!
All right. Well, that was tough. You're up one now?
I have, you've got one out of five today, so you got eight.
Yeah.
And right now I got eight.
Okay. So this is, let's see if you can go up. Which kid is shown for the first time without their hat on in this episode? Oh. I wrote down tough, so thank God.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's a toughie. They're not giving you softies anymore.
Is it when they're is he laying down on the stage and in the fucking play?
I can't remember.
Oh, I
for
can't.
Sure.
I don't know. I can't remember. I can't.
You have like so many options for.
I know, but I know it's not one of the main guys, the main kids. I don't know, Craig.
No.
Very nice words, but happens to be wrong.
Pip. It's the first time you see him without his hat in the show because he's got yellow hair and it's really long and it looks goofy.
I got a couple other ones I can ask you just for fun.
Yeah, let's do it. I think I have two, maybe, because I had seven. Yeah, so I got two.
All right, so let's do this.
All right. That was a tough. This episode was one that I wanted to prep for so bad, but you can see my basement.
Yeah, there's a thing going on.
You know, the unsponsored studios down here, a little messy with kids' shit all over the place. Go on with your next ones.
How many papers were submitted in that contest that Cartman won?
Over a million?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember something like that. All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
No score here. What score did Cartman actually get on his paper? It was in that scene that you asked me about. That's why I thought you were going to get it. Should have asked this one sooner.
Yeah, you should have.
Damn it.
I don't know. Is it like a grade letter or a number?
It's a number.
89.
No, you got a 72.
Oh.
So the paper actually says Wendy Testerberger on it, and that's because Cartman switched the papers, right? So she got a 72 on the paper and said, "If they mentioned in the episode, it says well, if dolphins are so smart.
Why do they live in igloos? And it says that on the paper.
Yeah, so it's 72. But
that's her looking at her own paper then. That's not Cartman's paper. Cartman's paper was Walden.
Well,
so that's
he switched the papers though, didn't he?
No. Cartman's paper was just Walden with the name crossed out, his name on it. That's her looking at her own paper and her own grade.
Okay. I thought they were, whatever.
But still,
it was a 72 on there, and then he got an A+. So it was just funny because one had a number and one had a letter grade.
Yeah.
Which pissed me off a little bit. And I was just like, come on, continuity, man. But
all right, I got another one for you.
All right.
In the gun store, mm-hmm. What's the poster behind Jimbo at the desk?
Oh, yeah, it says guns, buy one. I don't know what the picture is, though.
It's a seal.
It's a seal? Okay. Yeah, I had a shitty version of the episode, so I couldn't really tell with all the pixelation. And then you asked the one question about the who shows the... Oh, that's why I knew it. Yeah, the student of the week. I had that question.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. But too bad. I get that right.
Fuck, man. Every time you've asked a question, I'm like,
no.
I got that one.
Well, that's because you have like 18 other ones. I forgot I had it on here. So I don't have any more left.
I got two more.
Okay.
What show is Cartman watching when that Weight Gain 4000 commercial comes on?
Jesus and Pals.
Yeah, that was an easy
one. It was going to commercial, yeah.
That's why I didn't ask you that one. Yeah. It's too easy. And then in Cartman's living room, has that picture on the wall, like behind him on the wall,
okay,
on the couch. What's weird about that picture?
Oh, fuck. I didn't pay attention to it. What's weird about it?
They're yellow. Completely yellow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That actually, I think that happens later.
Happens
to, yeah, the bunch of times mm-hmm. they show it. See, this is what I mean, but I want to play all these drops in the show, and you were talking about the gun stuff, and we watched Trailer Park Boys, and this was a perfect opportunity to use this, and I completely forgot.
9mm.
Fucking Cyrus.
Always off.
I love Cyrus in that show. He's so funny.
I don't like him.
You don't like Cyrus, eh?
No, not a fan. Whatever. I don't think he brings anything to the show, really.
Whatever. You don't.
Whatever.
You know what it brings to the show?
Nothing.
That song when he rolls up, you can hear it, and you're just like, oh, Cyrus.
Fucking Cyrus is coming. It's just Cyrus is a dick, and he failed grade 10.
There you go. So if you haven't watched Trailer Park Boys, definitely check it out, because I'm going to upload some more drops and fucking hope that I can actually use them, because I keep forgetting to use them. Ugh. Yeah. I'm going to get better at it. But that is Weight Gain 4000. Overall thoughts of the episode?
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, yeah,
awesome.
Pretty much. Cartman goes from fat to fatter.
I think that might be my favorite one so far of the first three. That might be my favorite one.
I
Volcano
would think
was okay, but out of the first three, Volcano was my least favorite.
I think out of the first three, Weight Gain would be as well, just because of them actually having a celebrity to make fun of in that episode. You know what we'll do is out of the first five, we'll pick one too and kind of break down why. But yeah, it's just good. Oh, can't wait to get to the Pip episode. Anyway,
fuck.
So like I mentioned,
I think I'm sick that day.
Yeah, okay. I'll do the show by myself and ask my own questions and
get
a ramp
five out of five.
I'll just call you on the phone.
Yeah.
Put
on silent.
We will be looking for people to ask questions. Actually, maybe I can announce this now. We didn't really talk about it yet because I didn't really have time. And we're right at the end of the show. But what I want to do for the season finale. So what we're going to do is watch the last episode, which is, I think, episode 10. They only did 10 in the first season, right?
Yep.
And the second season, I think.
I'm maybe not 100% 11? Sure anyway, about the second one.
So at the end of the season, we'll watch episode 10. We'll do our trivia. And then what we'll do is, hopefully I can get some people to give me some phone numbers and we'll call them. And what we'll actually do is have a contest for like a stump the staff type of situation. They can ask us questions, but what we'll do is we'll ask them questions about the first season. And if somebody can get five right, then we'll do one of those pop vinyl things and we'll send out a pop vinyl, South Park figure to them as a prize. And we're going to make them tough.
They're going to be tough. They're not going to be the easy ones.
You know,
and they're not going to be questions that we've already said.
Yeah, shipping is not new. Fucking cheap. So
yeah, so...
like the Mr. Garrison pop came out, and I want to buy it, but in December it's coming out, and shipping is not cheap. So we will... That's what I want to do. I will announce it maybe like the next episode, and I'll make a post about it, but I thought that would be kind of a cool thing. Like at the end of every season, we can do a prize for whatever. And we'll run our simultaneous, like the sticker contest, because I think it's going to be a little bit harder to grow right away, just because there's other podcasts that kind of do the same thing that we do, but
they suck.
Yeah, that's kind of why we started this one.
Yeah, because the other ones we listened to, they weren't that good.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't want to talk shit about them, but
kind of got
you suck. What was that? What was that one?
Shark Spawn.
Oh my god!
Can you not record over Xbox or whatever? I don't
know. Or your fucking phone or whatever you're doing sounded like complete shit.
When we get my phone system set up on here, it sounds 100 times better than that.
Oh my sounds god, just like the worst. Call. I couldn't even get through the episodes because it sounds so bad.
Okay, we'll leave you alone. That's our rant about you.
You suck.
So, facebook.com/thecityshowpodcast. At City Show Podcast on Twitter.
No Instagram yet, but
yeah,
maybe in the future.
And we'll figure out the contest. I'm not 1,000% on that's how the contest is going to go. I have other ideas, but that's right now, that's how we're going to do it. And we'll probably call some random ass people too to see what Randy Marsh in Colorado is up to these days. I'd like to do that now, but it's just we're running right up against the time that I want to be at. So we will see you next week with what is the episode called? Oh, I should have asked you that for the trivia because
you can't ask me that. That's not that didn't happen in this episode.
I know. Okay,
I'm gonna start doing that, asking you questions about episodes we haven't even watched yet. Or I'll ask you questions about a totally different show you know nothing about.
Go, give me one while I look up what the next episode's called.
I don't fucking know.
Ike's Wee Wee will be next.
Oh, Ike's Wee Wee. Poor Ike.
204. So, oh, did I get the? Oh, that's season 2. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
What am I talking about? Big Gay Owls, Big Gay Boat
Big
Ride.
Big Gay Boat Ride.
All with right.
The gay Dog.
Which was September 3rd, 97. Anyways, okay. Thanks. Listen, bye. Rate, subscribe. Yep. All the fun stuff.
Listen,
okay.
Download.
Bye bye. Oh, Kathy Lee, how I'd love to lay you down and lick every inch of your body with my tongue. What? Kathy Lee, you're my sexual fantasy. What? How about you and me? Thank you, Chef, for that heartwarming song. Sweet love. Thank you, Chef.